Fitton, documents reveal State Department efforts to undermine Trump. By Tom Fitton on September 23, 2019. Judicial Watch has made public 90 pages of heavily redacted U.S. Department of State documents showing Obama State Department officials' efforts to disseminate classified information to multiple U.S. senators immediately prior to President Donald Trump's inauguration. The information, which included raw intelligence, purported to show malign Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Among the senators receiving the classified documents were Senator Mark Warner, DBA, Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, and Senator Robert Corker, RTN. We obtained the documents through our June 2018 Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, lawsuit filed against the State Department after it failed to respond to a February 2018 request seeking records of the Obama State Department's last-minute efforts to share classified information about Russia election interference issues with Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of State, No. 1:18 CV01381. A January 13, 2017, email from Hara Abbasi, a former congressional advisor in the State Department's Bureau of Legislative Affairs, suggests that the intelligence community was providing raw intel to Senator Warner. Such an exchange almost certainly would have been coordinated by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI. Yes, that is correct. Warner/raw intel stuff is going through IC channels. Abbasi previously worked in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office and was a 2017 Next Generation National Security Fellow at the Liberal Center for a New American Security. Abbasi donated $725 to the Clinton campaign and Act Blue during the 2016 election cycle. The documents we uncovered show early in the process of gathering and clearing classified information, beginning a day after Senator Mark Warner, DBA, formally asked Secretary of State John Kerry for intelligence products and raw intelligence on Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Assistant Secretary of State Julia Frifield brings Senior Advisor and Investigations Counsel Zachary Schramm into the loop in a January 5, 2017, email chain, in which she says Schramm would help figure out the best way to get these to the Hill. Frifield was an Obama appointee who previously served as Maryland Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski's chief of staff. Frifield contributed $2,700 to the 2016 Clinton campaign. In emails written on January 10 and 11, 2017, from Abbasi to Dyrakaklouin Kovalik, Abbasi expresses the need to get the documents cleared as soon as possible, ASAP. On January 17, 2017, 3 days before Trump's inauguration, Kovalik emails Abbasi, Dyrakaklouin and others emphasizing, again, that getting the documents to Cardin and Warner is a priority and urges the process to be sped up. Agreed, this is a priority. And I don't see why lengthy reviews are required. I would suggest we send up the things that can go immediately. And if there is any concern about specific internal documents, those be adjudicated separately and sent up as a follow-on. In a January 18, 2017, email from Naz Dyrakaklou to Elizabeth Lawrence, Abbasi, Karem Bilge, and others regarding the processing of the request, Dyrakaklou writes, there is a time sensitivity to these docs. Shedding additional light on possible irregularities in the release process, a January 17, 2017, email reveals that ODNI, then led by James Clapper, was involved in clearing cables for release to the Hill. State Department official Cody Walsh emails Schramm and Lauren Gills that the ODNI is fine with the State Department sharing cables with the Hill. On January 13, 2017, at 10:27 a.m., Dyrakaklou emails more than a dozen State Department employees, invoking the name of then-State Department Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland to reiterate the need to accelerate the process of getting materials prepared to go to the Hill, hi all. This is a priority for our Assistant Secretary. Is there anything we can do to better facilitate the process? 2 minutes later, Dyrakaklou emails Karem Bilge and two others, where are we on clearances? Do I need to ask Toria to race with Julia? The clock is ticking. Dyrakaklou, at the time, was a senior advisor to Nuland. Dyrakaklou currently works for the Atlantic Council. She contributed $1,600 to the Clinton campaign in 2016. The concluding, unredacted section of an otherwise heavily redacted email sent on Friday, January 13, 2017. by former Foreign Service officer Karem Bilge to numerous state employees indicates the intense time pressure under which state officials were operating to beat the Inauguration Day deadline. Please clear the action memo by noon Tuesday, January 17. Please clear on the actual package of documents, if you have not done so already, by noon Tuesday, January 17. Emphasis in original. I want to get the whole package into the your front office today. This means we can get it out of your into M. Undersecretary for Management, on Wednesday, January 18, then H can courier it to the Hill on Thursday, Jan 19. The final batch of cables was stored in Kovalik's safe. President Trump was inaugurated less than 24 hours later. These documents show how the Obama State Department, staffed by Clinton donors, improperly, and perhaps illegally, rushed classified information to their anti-Trump allies in the U.S. Senate. The Obama State Department was central to the conspiracy to smear President Trump with Russiagate lies and innuendo. The Justice Department must expand any Spygate criminal investigation to include this agency. We previously released documents showing classified information was researched and disseminated to multiple U.S. senators by the Obama administration immediately prior to President Donald Trump's inauguration. The documents reveal that among those receiving the classified documents were Senator Mark Warner, DBA, Senator Ben Cardin, DMD, and Senator Robert Corker, RTN. A January 19, 2017, email from Dracoclu, sums it up: we made the deadline. Thank you everyone for what was truly a department-wide effort. We also previously released an email exchange between then Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland and Special Coordinator for Libya Jonathan Weiner, a close associate of dossier author Christopher Steele, discussing a face-to-face meeting on a Russian matter. In May 2019, we uncovered documents showing a conversation between Kovalik and former Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, discussing the targeting of Donald Trump with Steele dossier material. In June, we made public documents revealing that State Department Special Coordinator for Libya Jonathan Weiner played a key role in facilitating Steele's access to other top government officials, prominent international business executives. Weiner was even approached by a movie producer about making a movie about the Russiagate targeting of President Trump. We also uncovered documents showing Nuland and Weiner coordinating with then-House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer's, DMD, National Security Advisor, Daniel Silverberg to work on Russia dossier materials provided by Steele.